In a statement, Greenpeace said as many as 26 foreign nationals could be free this Christmas after one of them was granted amnesty. The name of the activist was not immediately released. In total, some 30 Greenpeace supporters were detained in September and charged with hooliganism over a protest against Russian giant Gazprom's oil drilling in the Arctic. While they were eventually allowed to await the outcome of their trial outside jail, they were not able to leave Russia. Greenpeace said, however, they will be free once they get the right stamps in their passports from the Migration Service. The announcement comes shortly after two members of a protest punk band were released and reunited in Siberia. They pledged to work together on human rights and the plight of prisoners. We would like to discuss the goals, tasks and structure of our project, says singer Nadezhda Tolikonikova. We want to outline them together and in detail. We both have some ideas about it and would like to transform them into a joint project. Fellow band member Maria Alyokina adds, we did not remain indifferent to the situation of women in jail, to the fact that they are seen as malleable putty. We want to change that. They were jailed for 2 years for hooliganism in 2012 after a protest against President Vladimir Putin in Moscow's main cathedral. The women denounced their early release under an amnesty as a propaganda stunt by the Kremlin ahead of the Winter Olympic Games in Sochi. On Friday, former oil tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky was unexpectedly freed after a decade in prison on what he called trumped-up charges of fraud and tax evasion. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.